3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you join us today as we face the issues. By the way, just a little heads up. Thank you so much for the successful day yesterday with the Vax Bus. We had a crowd in just about all day, and multitudes had the opportunity to give their stories about the losses, the damages, et cetera, as a result of the vaccination or as a result of COVID care in the hospitals by the physicians. So they're doing a good job, and I'm thankful for those with the Florida Freedom Keepers hosted it. We provided the location, and I was thankful for the opportunity. But thank you for joining us. Thank you for being a part of that. I pray that it was a blessing for you. But ladies and gentlemen, today we're talking about what America should know about Islamic jihadists. Let me repeat that. What America should know about Islamic jihadists. I think we, as a nation, let me just be very careful, but direct. I believe that as a nation, societally, spiritually, and politically, America is as dumb as a rock with the knowledge about Islam, what their Quran tells them, and what they, the Islamic jihadists, are now standing up publicly announcing to the world. And yet we as a people, as a nation, as an administration, we are not listening. We want to talk about that today. The dangers of the Islamic jihadist movement and what they plan to do in and with and through America and all of Europe. Ladies and gentlemen, the Biden administration continues to, what I call, wobble, vacillate between truth and lies. One of the Biden statements will say that we stand with the stand firmly with Israel, and then in the same speech, the same statement, will voice solidarity in some fashion with the Islamic jihadist and not think anything about it or not be concerned about it whatsoever in relationship to his double talk and his stand with the Islamic jihadist and where that will take America and what it will do to our great nation if we continue in that fashion. We'll talk about that today. So my question is, to set the plate, set the table, what do you know about Islam? Is it dangerous? Is it peaceful? Can we cooperate with Islam? Should Islam be taught in our schools? Should some of our largest national school systems be owned, operated, and run by Islamics? Should we have those in the U.S. House of Representatives or in the Senate or in the Biden administration? Should we have those that are pro-Islamic jihadist and anti-America, anti-American, anti-Israel? Those are some of the questions that we need to address in this broadcast today. And let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's the truth book. John 8:31-32, with Jesus speaking to his disciples, he said, very clearly, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made in the word of God, thy word is truth. And we find in Psalms 117, verse 2, the truth of the Lord endures forever. How long is forever? It is forever. It is never ending. It is eternally. The truth of the Lord endures forever. So may I remind you, ladies and gentlemen, we need to stand on truth. It was the secularist George Orwell, in his dystopian novel entitled 1984, made the statement that I think we should recognize as being factual. He said, the further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We have drifted from the truth of the Word of God. We've drifted from the truth of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word. And as a result of that, somehow, some way, when you stand on truth and you say, this is what God's Word says, this is what the Bible says, this is what is happening in the world today, this is where we're going, this is what we need to do, there's a lot of laughter, mockery, ridicule, rejection, because they disdain for truth. But ladies and gentlemen, truth is so needed today, but yet we find, according to the latest survey, 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, 55% say this, and I quote, each person determines their own version of truth, end quote. Now, you've heard me say before, and I'll say again at the risk of redundancy, a half-truth's a whole lie. And yet we find a lot of people today believing a half-truth. Just a little fast-forward into the thoughts for the broadcast today. Multitudes of the mushheads, airheads, millennials in our prestigious colleges and universities that once taught preachers the Bible are now incubators of the left teaching our kids to hate America, to hate God, to hate our Constitution, to hate anything that we call moral, ethical values in our nation today. 55% of those are millennials. 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, believe that somehow, some way, each person can determine his or her own version of truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, John Huss. John Huss made a powerful statement. It says, faithful Christians seek the truth. Listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And while he was burning at the stake, he yelled out, truth shall prevail. And that's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast, that we as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, we need to be the watchman on the wall. Study Ezekiel 33. We need to be the watchman on the wall, warning of danger ahead, danger ahead, danger ahead. But if we do not know history, if we do not know our past, we will absolutely, surely repeat it. And that's what we're doing today, because for the most part, most that are listening today have no idea what Islam is about, have no idea of their goals, no idea of what we need to believe and what we need to teach and what we need to preach. Preachers are silent on it. Christians are dumb on it, if I can be so bold as being direct. Conservatives think that somehow, some way, we can hire or elect politicians and put them in place that's going to protect us, only to find out that they wind up drinking the Kool-Aid themselves. Ladies and gentlemen, what America should know about Islamic jihadists is vital at this moment in American history. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. And there's a wonderful identifier, a benchmark, to help you find Tools for Time. It's a 165-foot flagpole, the U.S. flag Old Glory, flowing 24/7. The base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, ladies and gentlemen, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship with the family of God in the house of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our telephone lines, 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Our telephone lines will be open in just a few moments, inviting your call. Keep in mind, your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. And the questions that I'm asking, what do you know about Islam? Is it good, bad, or indifferent? Do you believe, as Rick Warren taught, that Islam is simply a sister religion to Christianity? Do you believe that Islam truly teaches that Jesus Christ is God come in the flesh? That Jesus, in other words, the question is, does Islam teach the same doctrine, the same theology, the same biblical truths as we as Christians teach and believe based on the authority of the Scripture? They use what is called the Noble Quran, the Holy Quran. There's nothing holy about it. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll examine the Quran a little later in this broadcast today to simply point out to you the dereliction of truth when someone says that Islam serves the same God as Christianity. Islam does not serve the same God. Islam does not worship the same God. The God that Islam worships today is Allah. Allah is a false, phony, fake God. He was the make-believe God of the Bedouins of the 6th and 7th century. And that God was adopted by Muhammad, believed, followed, and perpetuated even today in the mindset of the Islamic ardent. So the question is, what America should know about jihadists, the Islamic jihadists? We know very little in general, ladies and gentlemen, but it's because of it, not because the information is not available. It's not because the Islamic jihadists are not telling us what they are, who they are, and what they'll do. It's simply that America is not listening today. But ladies and gentlemen, when Joe Biden stands and declares that he stands with Israel, that this administration stands with Israel, and yet when the facts are there that the Islamic jihadists, the terrorists called Hamas, when the terrorists that are called Hamas, by the way, just the thought comes to me, do the research on it. When you look at Genesis chapter 6 and verse 11, you find that violence filled the world in the day before the flood, days before the flood. And the word violence, when you look at it, do the research, in Hebrew, the word violence means, or is the word Hamas. So what the jihadists have done, they've taken a Hebrew word, Hamas, and adopted that for their group, which means violence. And that's exactly what it is. It's a violent, a terrorist organization and group. We'll talk about that. We'll look at what the quotes from historians of the past, political leaders of the past, spiritual leaders of the past and the present are saying about Islam and its dangers. But ladies and gentlemen, in the same speeches when Joe Biden will voice a partial truth, remember, half-truth is a whole lie, a partial truth that America stands solidly behind Israel. And at the same time, he talks about the Islamic terrorist he don't call them that, but that we need to support those in Gaza. We need to support the Palestinians, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no such ethnic group as Palestinians. Does not exist in history. There's no DNA line to trace and say, that's a Palestinian. It is simply those that are the Arabic followers that are there, and they claim the land, but the land belongs to the children of Israel. Go back and study the scripture in Genesis. In Genesis chapter 12 in particular, you find where God gave the land. The covenant was with the land, the seed, and the for the people, the posterity of the Jewish people. God gave the land to Israel, not to the church, not to the jihadist, but to the Jewish people. And the land that the Jewish people control today, that little postage stamp called Israel, is only a minuscule postage stamp of the total land that God gave the nation of Israel. He gave the title deed. Didn't come from European Union, didn't come from the Ottoman Empire, did not come from some other group, the Romans, et cetera, et cetera, in controlling the land of Israel. The title deed to that land was given by God in the scripture, and it's irrevocable. It is non-cancelable. It is not transferable. It is given to the Jewish people and to the Jewish people alone. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm saddened when you hear, and perhaps you've heard it, and perhaps you've not, but one of the jihadists that killed a family, Jewish family, picked up the home at the Jewish family and called his mom and said, "Mom, you'd be proud of me. I killed 10 Jews with my own hands." The mother says, "We are so proud of you, son. We wish we could be there with you." That's the mindset of the Islamic jihadists today, ladies and gentlemen. And keep in mind, Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis down in Yemen, those in the West Bank, right at this very moment, Israel, the Jewish people, are surrounded on four sides with enemies that want to crush them. And then when you hear the resounding cries from those airheads in America and even in Europe, in the streets by the hundreds of thousands, and yea, totals being into the millions, that are screaming for the death of Israel, screaming for the Israel to be wiped off the map, you must wonder, from a biblical, central biblicist standpoint, what does this bode? Where are we headed? What is the truth? What is the truth? Where are we headed as a nation? Where are we headed as a globe? Are we watching the uprising of the ultimate Islamic, coming Islamic global invasion? Are we watching that? I believe we are. And I believe I can validate that from a biblical standpoint of what we're seeing taking place today. So should we think that Islam is peaceful? Is Islam tolerant? Should Joe Biden's administration continue to fund the terrorists, the jihadists, with U.S. tax dollars, while the Islamics continue to their fullest extent to destroy the United States of America, to destroy the Jewish people, to destroy Christians and all non-Muslims? Ladies and gentlemen, let me read one brief article, then we'll start taking our calls. Headline: Jihadist monsters and leftists, crazies team up together to set the world on fire. Sure, left Hamas terrorists fired over 5,000 rockets from Gaza into Israel on October the 7th and then proceeded to attack the Jewish state by land, sea, and air, torturing, burning, beheading, and murdering well over 1,000 people, including women, children, infants, wounding and abducting hundreds more. World reaction was, in its own way, almost equally shocking, for after the biggest one-day massacre and slaughter of Jewish people since the Nazi Holocaust, what followed was an outpouring of celebratory demonstrations, unbridled Jew hatred, deliriously grieful support for Hamas, and bitter condemnation of the nation of Israel. And not just in the Arab Muslim world, but throughout the Western world, as well as including all across America. And I could go on and on. It's a massive article. It gives the details of the different colleges, the different universities, what they've said and what they've done. But ladies and gentlemen, we can't just ignore what is happening. We can't just ignore what I call eschatological biblical prophetic text leaping off the pages as to what is taking place in our world today. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, how are you doing this morning?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing good. Islam, in my opinion, is nothing more than a cult of personality. If you look at their history, it's of nothing more than violence, for almost all of it. I'm just going to amend my statement, all of it. As you look, also, I don't know if you recall, back in the mid-90s, they had a prime minister in Iran who's, I think his name was Ahmadinejad. He used to wear a blue leisure suit. They actually interviewed him in, I think it was somewhere in California, one of those college papers or productions. And one of the huge differences between Islam and Christianity is Christians believe that Jesus Christ's second coming, that no man knows the hour. Whereas Ahmadinejad flat out said that Iran and their theocracy was willing to do anything up to and including initiating a nuclear war to bring about their eschatology as far as the return of Muhammad, and to bring about what they feel is their end of times, which means that they're willing to sacrifice anybody that gets in their way that will stop them. The only good thing that I can think that came out of Islam is our U.S. Navy and Marine Corps was firmly established because of the Barbary piracy shortly after the Revolutionary War. So that came about because of them. Outside of that, I really can't think of too many things.
Well, let me touch on a couple of things, Jim, and then I'll read a brief part of an article and ask your opinion on it. What you're saying is, and let me give a little more clarity to your statement, Islam feels, within the realm of Islamic eschatology, as we would call it, from a central biblicist standpoint of what we call biblical eschatology, but they feel that there's got to be chaos, confusion, and calamity on a global basis, and at that point in time, the 12th Imam, the one they call the hidden Imam, will return as their Messiah. They do not realize that that one that will return, that they will embrace, is the Sodomite leader of the world after the rapture of the church, known as the Antichrist. And I call him a Sodomite leader because in Daniel chapter 11 says that is the case. Revelation chapter 13 talks about the Antichrist standing up and controlling the whole world. They do not realize that they're pushing for the return, as they think, of their Messiah, but they're looking for and will embrace the Antichrist when he comes. And when he goes back to the truth of it, in fact, in my book, Is Islam Tolerant, I cover 25 chapters, and the 25 chapters I cover, for example, Islam and Allah. Who is Allah? Islam and the Quran. What is the Quran? Islam and the Holy Bible. What do they think about the Bible? They eviscerate it. They destroy it. Islam and Jesus. And Islam claims that their Quran talks about Jesus, but it's a totally different Jesus. They say that Allah was not married. Allah didn't have a wife. So how could Allah have a son? So therefore, Jesus Christ is not God come in the flesh, is not the Son of God. But here's the point, Jim, I'm looking at headline, New York Muslim rants. And this is one of the key leader Muslims in New York. Headline here, Islam will invade every home. Islam is the only correct religion. Subtitle, and people still think Islam is peaceful. Dated November the 13th for this headline. This is what this imam in New York says publicly on his online rant. We're done hiding. We're done. We're done being tortured. We're done being hurt. We're done being judged. This is the correct and only religion. this is the religion that all humanity needs to be upon, and that is Islam. Quote, and we will not stop. Here's the key. I want to read this and ask you a question. And we will not stop until we enter every home. So I want you to repeat after me. I want to hear it in every single district. I should it should tremble. Brooklyn should hear it. The Bronx should hear it. The Queen should hear it. Say it in the depends upon my brothers and sisters. There is no God worthy of worship except Allah, the God of Jesus, the God of Moses, the God of Abraham, the God of the last and the final prophet, Muhammad. That's their statement. He's saying that we are going into every home, and basically, let me paraphrase, we're going into every home, every nation, every place in America, every place on the globe. Islam will dominate. What do you think? They're saying what they're going to. Listen, I compare that to what Hitler said in 1936 through about 39 in his book Mein Kampf. He told the world what he was going to do. Nobody listened. Are we listening, Jim?
No, sir. Our founding fathers had issues. They used to, I think they called them Muslimmen back then. And they knew of the treachery of Islam as a religion, and they warned against it. And you're seeing no behavioral changes since known recorded history in this particular sect. So to me, if they're telling me they're going to come into my home, they're telling me they're coming into my home, and literally it will most likely be at gunpoint to convert me one way or another. Either convert me into an infidel that's no longer breathing and alive, or to convert me to their false religion. And I've read enough history to know that since 600 A.D., we're looking at, 1,400 and something years? Nothing has ever established the religion of Islam as a peaceful or a coexist type of religion there. You know, Christianity's had its low points, but not like Islam. Islam's never recovered from their low point.
Well, Islam is built on a lie. Islam is built on a false precept. In fact, I'm looking at the Noble Quran, Surah 2, 191. This is what this imam in New York is basically saying. He is repeating, paraphrased, what the Quran says. And kill them, all non-believers, wherever you find them. Kill them, such as the recompense of the non-Muslim. And then in Surah 2, 193, in the Quran, Surah meaning chapter, fight until there's no more disbelief in Allah. Surah 2, 216. Jihad, that's holy fighting Allah's cause, is ordained for every Muslim. Surah 456. Those who disbelieve, we shall burn them with fire. This is out of their Quran. Surah 4:101. To the disbelievers, that's all non-Muslims, are every one of you are our open enemies. Surah 8:39. Fight them, all non-believers, wherever you find that. When you say non-believers, talking about non-Muslims. Fight them, all non-Muslims, until there's no more disbelief in Allah. And I could go on and on and on with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of surahs right out of their own holy book, their Quran, which is what the Islamics today are going by. That's what Hamas is using. That's what Hezbollah is using. That's what is being believed and taught and carried out of Iran and all of its puppet states. And this is the reason I think that America needs to sit up, take notice, and believe what our enemies are telling us that they're going to do to us. Jim, I think it's time America wakes up. When we look at the millions across America that's taken public stand against Israel and thus against our constitutional republic, America, and they stand for the Islamic jihadists, I think that should tell us something. So, Jim, I believe we need to keep looking up. I believe we see these things taking place. Our redemption is near. That is the rapture of the church. Jim, thank you so much for your call today. God bless you,
thank you,
we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a moment's break for the top of the hour news. Right after the news, we'll be right back. We're continuing our thought, what America should know about Islam, about Islamic jihadists. So continue to hold on. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back.
Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn